بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب زيارة أهل الخير ومجالستهم وصحبتهم ومحبتهم وطلب زيارتهم والدعاء منهم وزيارة المواضع الفاضلة. الحمد لله. The 45th chapter in which Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi discusses the chapter on visiting the people of good, the righteous, sitting with them, adopting their company, loving them, inviting them, requesting their du'as, and visiting blessed places. قال الله تعالى وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا إلى قوله تعالى قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings a verse of the Quran in which the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Khadir has been explained. And the story is very lengthy, which we have discussed previously in one of the Ramadan programs, wherein Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was asked by Bani Israel that who was the most knowledgeable. So he replied that he was the most knowledgeable, meaning from all the people there, he was the most knowledgeable, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to direct the person or the person who owned or possessed all knowledge or the most knowledgeable, he should have directed it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show him that there are people in this world who are more knowledgeable than Musa alayhi salatu salam. And he tells him to meet this particular person who, of course, we know was Khadir alayhi salatu salam. And the story is lengthy, in which Musa alayhi salatu, Allah ta'ala mentions now, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ, when Musa alayhi salatu said to his young servant, Yusha bin Nun, لَا أَبْرَحُ حَتَّى, they were traveling there to meet Khadir at a certain junction, a certain point, a certain place. And Allah had told them before that you carry this fish in the basket, and when you see this fish coming out of the basket and going into the river, this is the place where you need to meet this person. Nonetheless, they are searching and looking for Khadir alayhi salatu salam. And he says, I will continue, I will not give up until I reach the meeting of the two seas. O amdiya huquba, oh, I travel for many, many, many years. Till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the verse where Musa alayhi salatu salam, finally, when he meets Khadir alayhi salatu salam, then he asks him, هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ, can I join you? Can I follow you? عَلَىٰ أَن تُعَلِّمَنِ مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رُشْدًا, so that you may teach me from the righteous thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught you. In other words, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi is talking now about, in this chapter, visiting the righteous people, sitting in their company, asking them for dua, and also visiting good righteous places, blessed places. So here, Musa alayhi salatu salam, the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has been asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be in the company of Khadir alayhi salatu salam. Another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be patient with those people, to sit with those people who supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening, seeking Allah ta'ala's pleasure. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in were sitting in the masjid and they were supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was instructed to sit with them because they were seeking Allah ta'ala's pleasure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows their position, that even though they may be lower, obviously in rank than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but this teaches us that it is important to be in the company always of khair, and of course they will now be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would benefit from his company. But these people themselves were doing good. They were ahlul khair, and therefore it is a lesson for us when we see gatherings of this nature, then we should also try and sit with such people who are supplicating, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They engage in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Day and night, they are seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala's pleasure. So again, this chapter deals with adopting the company of the righteous, the pious. Because if we are going to sit in their company, then obviously we will be safe from many evils that we may do without their company. When a person is aloof, he's alone, then shaitan and nafs entices him towards and prompts him towards evil. But being in good company, then this helps the person tremendously in protecting himself from all evil habits, from evil practices, from disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It protects him from an evil and vicious environment, especially in this silly season, as they say, in this December period. A person becomes very, very easily misled by shaitan and his nafs. And therefore we should seek pious company, righteous company, visit those blessed places, visit the ulama, the mashayikh, ahlul khair, and get dua for them. So even if you're going on a holiday, then visit blessed places. Make sure you frequent the masjid. Sit in gatherings in which we will be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال أبو بكر لعمر رضي الله عنهما بعد وفاة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انطلق بنا إلى أم أيمن رضي الله تعالى عنها نزورها كما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يزورها. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu tells Umar radiallahu anhu, after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us go to Ummu Ayman. Who was Ummu Ayman? Ummu Ayman Barakah radiallahu anha. She was the foster mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when she had accompanied the mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Amina, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Madina Munawwara, and they visited Amina's family. On the way back, Amina passed away. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a little child at that time. And again, history, it's a long story, how Amina was buried, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam obviously began to cry. He was very, very grieved upon the demise of his mother. Remember, he was the yatim already. And Ummu Ayman Baraka, she escorts Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam back to Makkah, and she looks after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he would even call her, Ya Ummah Ba'da Ummi, O my beloved mother, after my mother. And she would feed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to such an extent that at times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would visit her even after becoming old and elderly, and he was a father already, and he was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ummu Ayman Baraka was elder than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in age. So he would visit her, and she would prepare some food for him. And despite the fact that he was not hungry, but she would make him eat, and he would eat and partake of the little food that she would make for him. So Rasulullah would frequently go and visit her. So after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, see what Abu Bakr is doing radiyallahu ta'ala. He tells Umar radiyallahu ta'ala, let us go and visit Ummu Ayman Baraka, just as Rasulullah sallallahu would visit her. So they continue this beautiful sunnah, this beautiful practice. See, she was from Ahlul Khair. She was a pious lady. She was a senior person. She was an elderly woman. And they go and visit her. فَلَمَّا انْتَهَيَا إِلَيْهَا When they go to her, بَكَتْ She begins to cry. فَقَالَا لَهَا They tell her, مَا يُبْكِيكُ What's making you cry? أَمَا تَعْلَمِينَ أَنَّمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ Don't you know that Rasulullah SAW is now gone to Allah? What is by Allah for him is better for him. In other words, he is in a better place than being here in this world. Allah is going to bless him, and he's enjoying the bounties of the hereafter. فَقَالَتْ مَا أَبْكِي أَنْ لَا أَكُونَ أَعْلَمَ أَنَّ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى خَيْرٌ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ I'm not crying because I do not know that which is with Allah is better for Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَلَكِنْ أَبْكِي أَنَّ الْوَحْيَ قَدْ إِنْقَطَعَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ But I'm crying because now wahi, divine revelation, has come to an end. There is no more wahi coming down from the sky because Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم is no longer with us. And because he has passed on, now there's no Jibreel coming down with wahi. Wahi has come to an end. And she would enjoy the time when Jibreel would come down from the heavens, and he would give the wahi to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The various revelation of the Quran would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was a moment that the Sahaba would wait for, because they would become closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She said, now there is no wahi. فَهَيَّدَتْهُمَا عَلَى الْبُكَاءِ And when she mentioned this, then she spurred these two also to cry. فَجَعَلَا يَبْكِيَانِ مَعَهَا Abu Bakr and Umar also begin to cry. رواه مسلم This is mentioned in Muslim Sharif. So here again, they go and visit this virtuous and pious woman, Ummu Ayman Baraka. This is a lesson for us also. And during this holiday again, as I said, go and visit the elderly, the sick, the needy. This also is going to be an important sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we will be following. Wa Nabi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anna rajulan zara akhan lahu fi qaryatin ukhra. A man goes and visits a brother of his. Now this is not a blood relationship brother, but a brother in Islam. He goes and visits his friend, his brother in Islam, in another village. So he's going to visit his brother. فَأَرْسَدَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مَدْرَجَتِهِ مَلَكًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deputes an angel on his path. On his road, as he's proceeding to his brother, Allah sends down an angel. فَلَمَّا أَتَى عَلِيهِ. Now when he comes to this angel, not knowing that he's an angel, قَالَ أَيْنَ تُرِيدُ. The angel asks him, where are you going to? قَالَ أُرِيدُ أَخَلْنِي فِي هَذِي الْقَرْيَةِ. I'm going to visit a brother of mine in that village. قَالَ هَلْ لَكَ عَلَيْهِ مِن نِعْمَةٍ تَرُبُّهَا عَلَيْهِ. The angel then questions him, asks him, are you going there because perhaps you have got some favor from your side that you have given him and he owes you and you're going to check on that favor? Perhaps you lent him a car or you gave him a horse, you gave him a camel, you gave him some type of gift or some type of item. You lent him and you gave him. Now you're going to check and you're going to receive the rewards or the benefits of your giving him that particular bounty, you're going to take back from him. Yes, as you favored him, now you're going to correct, you want to be reciprocated by him. قال الله, he says, no, I'm not going for any such purpose. غير أني أحببته في الله تعالى. My sole purpose is that I love him for the sake of Allah. Solely because of this, I'm going to visit him. No other ulterior motive, not because I've lent him something, and then I'm going to collect that item back, or I'm going to see the favors he's going to show to me. قَالَ فَإِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكَ. Now the angel says that I am an angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to you, بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَبَّكَ كَمَا أَحْبَبْتَهُ فِيهِ. رواه مسلم. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, just as you love that brother of yours, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has sent me to inform you that Allah loves you because you love a Muslim brother for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine, this is such a great bounty that loving a Muslim brother solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we do this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to love us. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you.